With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. As world oil prices rise because of the Iran war, natural gas may follow suit. Qatar Energy, one of the world's top natural gas producers, says it will be halting production of liquefied natural gas as the war rages on. At the war's outset, President Trump cautioned of the very real possibility of American casualties. Now, tragically, that dark warning has come to pass.
CENTCOM shared the news that three U.S. military service members have been killed in action. As one nation, we grieve for the true American patriots who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation, even as we continue the righteous mission for which they gave their lives.
The president predicts the war will last for about 5 weeks. At this point, it would seem that Iran has plenty of fight left.
Iran and Iranian-backed militias have fired missiles at Israel and Arab states, apparently hitting the U.S. embassy compound in Kuwait, while Israel and the U.S. pound targets in Iran. In Iran, the Red Crescent Society says the U.S.-Israeli airstrikes have killed over 550 people so far in the Islamic Republic, and more than 130 cities across the country have come under attack. 11 people have been killed in Israel, according to authorities there. Meanwhile, Kuwait's defense ministry says several American warplanes have crashed in the country, and the U.S. embassy compound was also hit. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah has claimed strikes on Israel, which fired back, killing officials say over 30. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And the crash of those American planes, a result of friendly fire, U.S. Central Command says Kuwait accidentally shot them down. All pilots and crew safely ejected. Dow futures down 556. This is SRN News. John Cleese will not be going to British Columbia.
The iconic co-founder of Monty Python says he won't be making any stops in that Canadian province when he brings a stage show to the country this year. Cleese says a recent $750,000 judgment against a school official who publicly rejected transgenderism has put him off. The British comedian, who is a free speech advocate and an atheist, says, quote, "What a pity. Now I won't be able to risk doing any shows in British Columbia." Michael Harrington reporting.
A New York man has been convicted of anti-Semitic hate crimes. A state court judge has found Saboki Stora guilty of assaulting, stalking, and harassing strangers in what prosecutors described as a series of anti-Semitic as well as anti-white and anti-female incidents between 2023 and 2024. Prosecutors showed video of him harassing a Jewish couple as well as videos he recorded of himself shouting and harassing white people. This is SRN News. Authorities in Texas looking at terrorism as a possible motive for an early Sunday morning attack on an Austin night spot.
Three people were killed, including the suspected gunman, and 14 others were wounded when Austin Police Chief Lisa Davis says a man opened fire on patrons at a popular bar in the city. She says the man in an SUV drove near Buford's backyard beer garden early Sunday.
At one point, he put his flashers on, rolled down his window, and began using a pistol, shooting out of his car windows, striking patrons of the bar that were on the patio and that were in front of the bar.
Audio courtesy of KVUE. Police say the gunman got out of his car with a rifle and began shooting at people who passed by. Police then confronted the man and shot and killed him. I'm Donna Water.
At least 169 people killed in a terrorist raid on a village in remote South Sudan. More details, SRNNews.com.